Reflection by Father Luis Cezano, John 19:25-27. Mary is always near her children. 1. Next 2. Mary appears very few times in the Gospel, but when she appears, she shines. She appears in key moments, in those moments of life and death decisions. In those decisive moments in life, she comes to your side even if you feel crucified. Try to see Mary. See her as your mother. She is not ashamed of you, and she loves you even when others complain about you. Mary is always by your side, even when they laugh at you. She will never make fun of your failures or your falls. She suffers with you in silence. Today, remember that there is always someone by your side who loves you. I know that in hard times you can't see clearly. You don't see a way out, and you feel crucified, but Mary is there with you. 2. John. You and I are like John. We are the church today. We are the church. Today Mary takes the crucified, beaten church that is ashamed of itself. Mary accompanies us in the moments of pain when many are pointing out scandals in the church and many feel deception and disappointment. Today Mary accompanies us in these difficult moments where the same members of the church have sinned and crucified our own church. Nevertheless, Mary is with us. She reminds us of the resurrection, of the moment where we will rise again with the nail marks of the cross on our hands and the feet. These marks remind us that he claims victory over death. Our church will resurrect, and Mary is with us. 3. Receive her in your home. Today, you and I can receive Mary into our lives and ask her to help us live our faith, to never lose heart or grow weak. Ask her to help you continue in your struggle and to overcome the difficulties that life gives you. Do you know why? Mary watched her son die without mercy, and watching your child die has no comparison to any other suffering in the world. Nevertheless, she was there. Let us ask Mary for peace and faith. God bless you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And remember, heaven is our goal.